JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 86, Appeasement.
The rise of Hitler brought demands from Germany to cancel the Versailles Treaty and to redress the wrongs that it felt had been perpetrated against it. The Allies, Britain, France, and the Soviet Union at that time, were all too weak to oppose Germany, and they couldn't imagine another war. The scars of the First War were so deep, an entire generation was lost, millions were killed. They couldn't imagine going to war again, no matter how just the cause. And therefore, they made excuses for Hitler. They said the Versailles Treaty was too harsh. The Rhineland should not be demilitarized, it should belong to Germany. The reparations should cease. All of the demands that Hitler made, all of a sudden, the Western world saw some justification to them. And the Western world believed that Hitler did not mean what he said, that somehow he would be controlled, that somehow it would not be the excesses that he forecast. And in that belief, therefore, especially England, France had the largest army, but England had the greatest diplomatic initiative. They believed that appeasement was the best policy. If you appeased Hitler, then he would not make outlandish demands. Now, in retrospect, appeasement is a bad word, but it wasn't a bad word in the 1930s. It was the policy of peace. It was the policy that promised that somehow peace would come for our time, as Chamberlain so infamously said. Appeasement would lead to war. Churchill's famous statement that you have chosen surrender over war, you've chosen to be weak, and now you will have both, surrender and war. Thank you for watching. My name is Beryl Wein.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.